Welcome to Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. I am your host, Shayna Black, and in each episode, my special guest and I will talk about local events, the topic of access in Cleveland, and sometimes we'll just talk about some cool people who are doing cool things in the greater Cleveland area. I'll introduce you to this week's guest right after this. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to make sure that you heard the news that Black Girl in CLE is going to end doing events this year. So join us at Reading and Riesling, November, December, and January, the Black Entrepreneurship Summit, November 21st, at the Cleveland History Center, and bring the family to join us on December 7th at Coco's Chalky Paints. We're going to have vendors, we're going to have activities for the kids, and of course, Black Santa is going to come pay us a visit. Make sure you head over to our website, blackgirlincle.com, and click on our events so that you can hang out with us one last time. Hey everybody, it's Shayna, and welcome to this episode of Black Girl in CLE, the podcast, where every week we talk about things that are happening here in Cleveland, things for the African-American woman, and events, and just people you should know. So today, I have a people you should know. I have Samantha Sam Pierce from Renegade Soul. Say hello.
Hello, how are you?
And welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So Sam has created Renegade Soul. Just tell us what it is first before I get to my questions.
So Renegade Soul is personal training, wellness, and health.
Is it one more than the other? Is it all encompassing?
It's all encompassing. Renegade Soul was born to address health issues. I lost some children, and after personal training, years after losing the children, I realized that my health metrics had changed dramatically. And actually that things like my life insurance policies had gone down in cost. My health insurance had gone down in cost, all because my health metrics were very different. And so basically I was thinking to myself, well, if my blood pressure is now in check and now I'm off these medications for that, I wonder if my birth outcomes could have been different had I been a little bit more healthy prior to having children. And that's how Renegade Soul was born.
So what is it now? You said you do training and health. Is it one more than the other?
It's mostly personal training. Okay. I train out of the vault in Cleveland Heights. Most of my clients are normal people, and some of them are not. Some of them are, I take grief clients, and I take them through a grief program, which basically is it's an opportunity to work through grief in the weight room, but at a slower pace. And it gives you the opportunity to also work through some things in your mind and not have a trainer like standing over you, like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. It's more of a paced program for grief clients that really just need time and low weights, because in grief, our bodies don't function that well. So, but you still need that activity and you still need movement. And you still need to be healthy even during grief. So I've developed that for people that experience heavy grief, especially after loss. I have a couple of clients right now who have lost people very close to them. And when they come back a couple weeks later, I just take them through very, very slowly through this program that I call the grief program.
So do people sign up for the grief program, or they just come to you and you kind of have to diagnose it, or how does that work?
Usually my clients are regular when they come to me, and sometimes it happens in the middle of personal training. Every now and then someone will come to me and say, first and foremost, you know, I'm really making a life change because my mother passed away. And then I know that off rip, and I'll take them through the regular program, but I'll walk them through very slowly because, and I let them know that, well, one, I'm also a master's level social worker. So I also can recognize a lot of the symptoms before clients can. So I will tell them, you know, your body's not moving the way that you think that it should. And so we're going to slow this down and take you through a slower process. And I think they're very appreciative of that. So it just works out usually.
Let's go back. What year or when did you start Renegade Soul?
Renegade Soul started in 2017. It actually may have started in 2016.
You don't know?
I don't remember. I've been doing this with my eyes closed. So
Okay. Have you always been at Vault?
So it changed names. And actually, no, I was not there. I was everywhere. I was at Planet Fitness. I was at LA Fitness. I was wherever, you know, I could meet a client. And then when openings came up, when the Naturally Gifted Fitness Center was changing hands and changing its name to the Vault, then I was able to move all of my clients into the Vault.
Nice. How long have you been there?
I've been there for over a year now.
Okay. So you mentioned grief and loss, and I guess the question is, do you handle all grief? And you kind of said it, but you started out of losing children,
mm-hmm.
but you take other types of grief, because grief is grief,
right? So child loss is my loss, my main loss, which is why Renegade Soul was born in the first place. But that does not mean that the people that lose their mother is not going to go through a grief process, especially when they're in the middle of personal training with me already. We really have to slow down for them. You can't just jump right back in. So grief is grief. Does not matter who you lost. If that person made a huge impact that you can't function very well after that loss, then this personal training program is probably best for you.
Okay. For our listeners that might be in a space,
mm-hmm.
Be it grief, and maybe I would assume that if you're going through grief, it might be a parallel to like depression kind
mm-hmm.
of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, should they call you and contact you and say, hey, I heard this and I would be a grief client? Or is there some kind of intake to find out who those people are before they start?
So the first step would be to contact me. I have some questions. Are you seeing a therapist? What other ways are you coping and things like that? Because, you know, let's be honest, some of us are not coping right. in healthy ways.
Right.
So if you can't come into the gym, if you're heavily drinking.
Right.
And so, you know, those types of things we need to weed out. But and that's not a judgmental thing, because trust me, after my children died, I drank a lot. But I do realize that, well, I'd be kind of naive to say that most people aren't handling things like that.
Okay.
So we have to weed that out and make sure that you're going to be in a healthy space when you get into the gym. And sometimes right after a loss, it's not okay for you to come into a gym as a fresh client.
Right.
Right. So if you were already doing the personal training and the loss happened, you know, on a random Tuesday, and you come back 2 weeks later because that was already your routine, that's a little bit different. But you can't lose someone on Monday and say, okay, I'm changing everything. I'm going to start this rigorous routine with fitness on Friday. It won't work very well for you. So
I'm smiling because I'm just thinking about, like, when my mom passed, that was the whole thing. Like, I'm just torching this life. I did, basically, eventually. It was mm-hmm. a long-term process, but it was just like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I ended up doing this. You know, walked away from the good job. It was just like, we're done. So I get that. So is there a message for people that are going through grief? Like you said, they may not be ready for the gym. You said you're a social worker. What would be step one?
Step one would be to go and get some counseling. Definitely. I don't care who you are, or what background you have. You have to find somebody to unpack those emotions with.
Like a friend?
No. It has to be a trained therapist.
Tell me why, and I'll tell you why I asked that question.
Well, because a trained therapist can walk you through steps and help you to unpack a little bit more professionally and in a controlled environment.
Meaning what?
Meaning, if you start to lose it, your friend is going to offer you a drink.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? Whereas in a controlled environment, your therapist is going to offer you other resources and agencies and other things that you can do that's a little bit more healthy for you. And then you can go drink with your friends much later. But, I mean, the controlled atmosphere at least helps you to work through the emotions.
Okay. So I asked that question because I was having a conversation about mental health. And I often have conversations about mental health. And just real talk, someone's response was, I don't need to see someone. Or I didn't even say they needed to, but it was kind of a defense. Like, I have my friends. My friends talk me through my stuff. And whatever we were talking about, it might have been something that your friends just aren't even knowledgeable about what you're going through. So if you lost a mom, a friend that has their mom can't tell you anything, or lost a child. Like, I wouldn't even begin to know where to console someone effectively. You know, we know how to console, but not effectively. And so when I think about all those things that people say why they shouldn't go, I got my friends for that. I got this for that. Oh, I'm fine. I've heard one person even say, you just tell me what you learn in therapy. And then, like, I'm going to therapy. And I'm like, that's wrong. So that's a real conversation. Like,
you know, I don't need Shana, to go. The other issue with going to your friends is that your friends are biased.
Right.
And they're not going to tell you the absolute truth all the time. Maybe because they can't even see the absolute truth. If you're wrong in your perspective, but your friend is biased, they're not going to correct you. Whereas a therapist might be able to say, you know what, let's redirect those emotions and explore them a little bit more.
I agree. And I also say your friends don't push. Mm-hmm. Whereas your friends will offer you the, well, I mean, that's all I gotta say. They because they want to value the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes they just kind of let you be out there going the wrong way because they don't want to push any harder, because we're friends. Whereas your therapist will continue to question you.
Yep.
And not let you opt out of that bad range of thinking. Exactly. Plus, I think friends shy away after a certain point. You know, as a friend, it's like, I can't keep talking to her. She's always, you know what I mean? They back away.
Yeah.
So that's just my therapy thing. So we're going to take a break because I think we got a sponsor this week. So yay to that. And we'll come right back.
Awesome.
Okay. So we're back here with Sam from Renegade Soul. And she was telling me how we got started and how she got started, not we, and where she's at. And we talked a little bit about therapist grief and child loss. And so I know you do training. Mm-hmm. And I've also seen that you work a lot with, I think it's called First Year Cleveland, and you did a, like a wave of light ceremony.
Yes,
talk a
I
little
did.
Bit about that.
So I sit on the Pregnancy and Infant Loss Committee, which is through First Year Cleveland, through one of the 11 action teams that they have. The Pregnancy and Infant Loss Committee is action team number 2. And we basically handle all things that reduce racial disparities during pregnancy. So those are the things that the committee itself handle. And then I am the lead parent advocate on that committee.
So let's take a step back, because until I had met you, I had never heard of First Year Cleveland.
Okay.
What is First Year Cleveland?
First Year Cleveland is an organization, actually, that's kind of new. I say kind of because it's only been a few years. We needed an organization dedicated to making sure children live to their first birthdays.
Okay.
And that's what First Year Cleveland is.
Okay. I don't know if you know, but what are some of the other committees that make up First Year Cleveland?
Oh, I don't know all of the action teams.
Okay. Okay. I just...
Yeah, I dive into my own, and there's 11 of them, and I know people that serve on them.
Okay.
Like, I know that the doula program is a whole different action team all by itself. So there are 11 of us, and on my action team alone, there's about 30 members.
Okay. So how often do you guys meet, or what do you guys, are you planning, or do you do events?
So we meet quarterly, and as the lead parent advocate, I do plan events for the parents, and I have a great committee of wonderful parents that have also lost children, and together the Black Infant Loss Society, we plan different outings and maybe art projects, and the Wave of Light is included in that. And Wave of Light is every October 15th. That's the candle lighting service for Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, which is the month of October. It's always on October 15th. And we light candles at 7 p.m. every October 15th.
Is that a national
thing? That is a global thing, actually.
Okay.
So the idea behind the Wave of Light is that if everyone lights their candles at 7 p.m. around the globe, then there would be a solid 24 hours of candles lit for babies that have passed away.
Is it recently or any baby that's passed away? Like
any
it might have been
baby.
5 years later or whatever.
Yeah, so the pain of child loss does not go away. My child loss was, I lost twins 10 years ago. And every year I'm at the Wave of Light, lighting a candle in honor of my babies.
Is it for people that lost kids, like in utero, or anyone that maybe their child died?
So it's pregnancy and infant loss.
Okay.
So miscarriage.
Okay.
All the way up to 1 year old, infant loss.
Okay. So you do the Wave of Light. Well, mm-hmm. Talk about, is Wave of Light just an event?
Wave of Light is...
Or is it its own organization?
No. It's an event. We call that the Wave of Light because it is, you know, if you just imagine this wave of candles, lit for 24 hours, it's really a beautiful thing. If you go to Wave of Light, hashtag Wave of Light, you will see oodles and oodles of candles for babies.
Very cool.
On Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you'll just see them.
So we're recording this in October, and so mm-hmm. Wave of Light was about a week or two ago.
Yes, it was.
How many
October
did
15th?
Were there multiple events in Cleveland? And if not, or what have you, how many were at the event you were at?
Actually, they are Wave of Light events that I know of, three of them.
Okay.
At our event, which is held at the Botanical Gardens every year, we actually honored and called the names of 100 babies.
Wow.
Last year, we called the names of 66 babies. And so imagine that we actually call the baby by name. And that's very, very important because this is a matter of babies that matter but don't get, you know, spoken about very often. And so when we call that baby by name, it's for several reasons, right? It's because our baby has passed away, and so we won't hear that baby, that child being called for kindergarten graduation.
Right.
We won't be at a high school graduation, at a college graduation, at a football game, at any of that. And so to hear every year, to hear my baby's name being called, and we actually get up and go to where the candles are and light the candle for that child, it's the most special thing. It really is.
So I had another question, but this is kind of a perfect segue. What were your baby's names?
My babies, the twins, were Christian and Jaden.
And so if I'm hearing correctly, that name lives on anyway. Right?
It does.
There's a social media page to that, I think I saw.
Actually, yes. We started, our child loss was 10 years ago, and I decided that it was just time to do something in their legacy. And so I began a Christian Jaden project. That project was born out of many, many different things, but ultimately it will be our nonprofit that assists families and everything that they need, from financial assistance all the way to resources and referrals to other agencies. It's very important to connect people to where they need to go, because things happen in child loss that nobody is thinking about. Nobody. In fact, I didn't think for 2 seconds that I would have a financial issue after being terminated from work after my child loss, and then having a subsequent positive pregnancy outcome, because I had to go on bed rest after that loss.
Right.
And so my bed rest was for, you know, it was so long that my position was eliminated while I was gone.
Oh, wow.
But there's no, so now that has policy implications, right?
Right.
And so we need to be looking at what equal employment opportunity says about that, because there's nothing covered in there. Trust me, I looked. My lawyers looked. Everybody looked.
Right.
So there are a lot of implications. And so through the Christian Jaden Project, that'll be my opportunity to explore every single avenue and maybe open up some doors that hadn't been open before for families that, you know, suffer child loss.
Okay. We're going to take another break. We're going to talk more about Christian and Jaden, mm-hmm. the project, and other things that are coming
okay.
right after this.
Be Ready is the go-to for entrepreneurs looking to start or grow their businesses. With mentorship, coaching, marketing, and web design, Be Ready should be your first stop for resources and strategy. Learn more about Be Ready at www.bereadycle.com. That's www.bereadycle.com. CLE.com.
All right, and we're back, still having this conversation with Sam from Renegade Soul and the Christian Jaden Project, which is what we just found out about. Activist, trainer, social worker, just all the things. You mentioned that you had job loss after you lost your twins. Did you ever go back and get another job, or did you go straight to Renegade from that?
So the funny thing is that God works in mysterious ways.
Yes.
After that firing, you know, I really ought to call that guy that fired me and thank him. But anyway, after that firing, I searched high and low for work. And eventually, it's a really odd story behind that. After my second set of twins were born, and they are healthy now. Mm-hmm. They are now 9 years old.
Okay.
But right after they were born, the hospital, the high-risk doctor called me and said, Sam, hey, we're having this conference, and we're looking for a parent to speak to the nurses and the doctors about child loss and a subsequent positive birth outcome. And at the time, I was just like, oh, okay. I hadn't been fired yet.
Oh.
I hadn't been fired at the time. That the babies were literally just born. They were about maybe 6 weeks old.
Okay.
And so I took the babies down there. It turned out to be a March of Dimes event.
Okay.
And I spoke. My husband was there. The twins were there. Everybody was there. And I did this speaking. And then a couple weeks later, that's when I was terminated. And so I had the opportunity to speak to those doctors. And after being fired, I was thinking, well, I had no idea that I could lose a child. This was like the worst kept secret,
right,
in all of my history. Like, nobody ever told me that this was an issue. Turned out to be a huge issue for the Black community especially. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea as a Black woman.
Right.
And so I called up that doctor. My best friend said, you are the only person I know on the planet will call up their high-risk doctor for a job lead. But anyway, I called him up, and my question was simple. I wanted to know how to get involved in the prematurity line of work. And I asked him, what type of education did I need to go back for?
Okay.
Because at the time, I only had a bachelor's degree, and it was in... urban studies,
okay.
Urban planning, design, and development has nothing to do with health or anything.
Well, the urban piece.
So I called him. I asked him the question, and he basically said to me, well, Sam, honestly, I don't know that it's education that you need. I just think that you need to just get involved in the work. But I'll tell you what, I know someone who's looking for someone, and it's a part-time position. And he gave me the number to the lady who was over at the March of Dimes.
Okay.
So I called her up, and she's in Cincinnati, called her up, talked to her very briefly. I was way overqualified because, again, this position was part-time, and I was looking for full-time.
Right.
And maybe I shouldn't say I'm overqualified. Actually, I was asking for too much money.
Gotcha.
The position was part-time. They were actually looking for a nurse or someone to fill that position, but... she extended me the opportunity because she was like, first of all, I can't even believe that you want to come and work for us after losing children. You'd right. be the perfect, you know, and having the premature babies. And so, you know, 6 months after losing that job, I started with a part-time position. I thought that I was myself nuts for taking the part-time position because, again, it was half of the money.
Right.
And now I got two new babies, and what am I going to do? But it turned out to be the absolute best decision I could have ever made. I stayed with the March of Dimes for 5 years before leaving, and it was just the best experience ever. I learned so much about what the issues are in our community. It really helped to develop my passion about it, and I don't think I'll ever turn away from it.
Okay. And so since then, you've always been pretty much active in the cause.
Absolutely. Okay. In any child loss arena, prematurity, everything, you might find me there.
Okay. So segmenting to the next step, I know you said your project is kind of just building, the Christian Jaden Project.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that you're getting ready to start another endeavor with that almost said it, with that project. Tell us about it.
So, yes, as a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to start a podcast. It is going to be called The Truth About Child Loss. It'll be under the Christian Jaden Project. And I chose that name. I just wanted it to be something that there are no mistakes about what this podcast is about. And I'm going to talk about all the issues that occurred in my own life. My husband will be on there. I know tons of people who also have lost children. I'm going to invite them on to talk about what their issues were so that we can put all these things out in the forefront, all the things that happen during child loss and after.
So for your show, for people that are going through that situation or moms that just go through it, like, mm-hmm. would this be one of those things where people say like a trigger warning or an alert that it might not be? Just to be able to, like, anytime, easily listen in the car.
No, I think anytime that you talk about something as sensitive as child loss, that there is a trigger warning.
Okay.
Anytime. And we're talking about the absolute truth about child loss. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything in this podcast. Okay. So, I think, yeah, there needs to be a trigger warning. And thank you for bringing that up, because I need to add that to my list of things.
Well, you know, I just was thinking about when I go through grief, there's still stuff that I didn't even realize what triggered me. Then all of a sudden, you're just in tears, and you don't know what that was.
Yes.
And I don't know about it, if when you went through your situation, if you realize, like, every time you see a baby or whenever that comes, and you just mm-hmm. start feeling overwhelmed. But, you know, you want people to listen. You want people to know what the episodes are about. But also, you don't want to elevate their grief, so to speak.
So I think that when it comes to elevated grief, I don't think that there is a such thing, but I don't think it comes from listening to a podcast. Okay. I think that the grief is elevated already.
Okay.
I think that people who are going through grief really wants to hear from other people going through very similar things, because what I've learned over the years is that most people think that they're alone in this, and especially people that have suffered miscarriages. And I've had a miscarriage in between the twins. And actually, at this past wave of light, I actually had parents ask me, like, does my loss count? It was a first trimester miscarriage. Absolutely, it counts. Everything counts. So I think that people need to hear from us as parents that are, I want to say making it, but I don't want to say making it, because it's one of those things. It's just, I mean, I'm making it, but
they're showing up every day, doing the best they can.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, there's so many things I want to ask you.
Name one.
Well, I'm just thinking about, like, how many people, how you can start this project, and I can just see how many people it can touch, the impact and value, and how it's going to identify more needs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, the idea of throughout this project, because I think you said you were starting it or it's still coming together.
Yes.
Is there room to grow?
So that's the entire point of the podcast, to be honest with you. The Christian Jaden Project is my own creation in my own head, right? But I am only one person, and I only know what I need. But through the podcast, I think we can start to identify things that other people need that maybe I didn't need.
Okay.
And so that can be incorporated in the development of the Christian Jaden Project, the nonprofit.
Okay. We're going to take a break, but I want to keep going because I want to make sure to ask this question. Do you know of or any resources for people that might be listening to this? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in that space. She sounds like she's happy. Like, what's some resources that people can turn to?
Okay.
Besides Christian Jaden, while they're trying to navigate.
Yep.
So what are some, if you got some?
Oh, I thought we were going to take a break first.
Nope, I said, well, okay. Because I don't want people to have to go. You know, like, I want to make sure
so, I think that they should go to paleconnectcle.org, which is the Pregnancy and Infant Loss Committee's website.
P-A-I-L.
Pregnancy and Infant Loss. Right. P-A-I-L. Connect. Right. CLE.org.
Okay.
We have listed so many resources on that website alone that connects you directly to counselors and all the other resources that we've been able to collect so far as a committee.
Does it connect just locally, like, or is there some other places that, you know, you get onto this therapist screen or counselor screen and it's nationwide, just for people that might not be from Cleveland?
No, we have actually been very methodical in providing as much local stuff as possible.
Okay.
So this is throughout the county.
Okay.
Cuyahoga County. But I mean, if you are in Summit County and you're looking for resources, by all means, connect with us and we'll get you to the right people if we know them.
Okay. So, upcoming podcast, upcoming project, trainer, mom, wife, and competitor, right?
Yeah.
Can you talk about what Renegades is?
We haven't even talked about that.
So, let's circle back to your training business.
Okay.
And just kind of also to end on an upbeat note. I don't know. I mean, it's not that we're not in an upbeat anyway. Mm-hmm. You did something pretty cool and got a prize for it recently. So why don't you tell all our listeners what that was?
Well, I competed in my first figure competition this past October. It was on October 12th in Cleveland, Ohio. It was the Lieberman competition. I hit that stage. I am 43 years old, and I placed fourth place in the master's level, which is ages 40 to 49.
So figure, meaning like a bodybuilding competition, for those of us that don't know.
Yeah, so
like a muscles competition.
It's muscles, it's poise, it's posing, it's all of that. So the categories were bikini, figure, physique, bodybuilding, and I was in the figure category for this particular competition. And I placed fourth in my age group.
And it was your first one.
It was my very first one. I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it. Basically, one of the things that started my fitness journey, if we're going to connect all of the dots here, was that after having the second set of twins, every time I looked in a mirror, I saw this gut. And even though I had these beautiful babies, they were living and they were with me, it always just reminded me of what I deemed in my own head as a failure. And it was a visible piece of evidence. And I wanted to get rid of it. I just wanted it gone. I didn't want to look at it. I didn't want it looking at me, you know. I just wanted to go and get into the gym and start to work that off.
Did you just start with a trainer, or did you just like, I'm just going to go treadmill, workout? Or did you find someone?
Well,
at that point,
I was already working out because my health was really bad at that time. I had high blood pressure and I was highly medicated for it. So I was already doing things like Zumba and getting my cardio and things like that. And when I decided that I wanted to get rid of that belly, that's when I went looking for a personal trainer. One of my friends invited me over to Naturally Gifted. I almost died in one of their classes. And, you know, that's very relative. So, but after I got myself back together, I thought to myself, man, that was one heck of a workout. Maybe I need to be over there.
Okay.
And I contacted that guy that was teaching that class at the time. It was Phil. And he became my first trainer.
Okay. And you've been over there ever since, pretty much.
I've been over there ever since. Within a year of training, I was off the blood pressure pills.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. So where'd the name Renegade come from?
So, speaking of Renegade.
Another story, huh?
Ah!
It's funny you should ask that.
I'm so glad you asked. Renegade Soul, Renegade being, what I realized in child loss is that everything that I thought to be true was not true. Everything that this world taught me, you know, all you have to do is go to school. All you have to do is, you know, get a job, get some insurance, get married. You know, get the white picket fence and you'll be fine, you know. So I am what I like to call the picture perfect poster child for child loss, right? I'm a black woman. I had 16 years of education. I was married at the time of my loss. I already had one son. He was a healthy pregnancy. I was pregnant with him. if the pregnancy is 42 weeks, I would swear to you I was pregnant 44 weeks. I had taken all my prenatal vitamins prior to getting pregnant. So I was on prenatal vitamins for a year before I even got pregnant with the twins. We had all the best health insurance. My husband, in fact, worked at the hospital system. We did everything right, according to what society told us. And yet here we are walking away with, you know, with no babies. We're leaving that hospital. I gave birth at 21 weeks, 21.6 weeks. And no way for those babies to survive. And why is that? I was a chief officer at my position. We were making a pretty good income. There's no reason, according to society, mm-hmm. right? So I just had to take a moment to realize that, you know, sometimes society is filled with lies. It's not built for me. And so now I have to unlearn a lot of things that I thought were true. Now I have to start taking real meaningful control of everything that's going on around me. Okay. And so that's where the name Renegade came from, because it's like someone who goes totally against, you know, everything that society is saying. And I'm like, nope, that doesn't work for me anymore. You know, I refuse. But then Soul, you know, I looked up Soul and on the internet and in the dictionaries, and the definition that stood out to me most, it said that soul is the part of the human being said to give the body life. And at a time when I was feeling so dead, you know, feeling so soulless, mm-hmm. you know, and I just really was searching for the life part of me that used to be there. Now, granted, that part of me is gone forever, right? Yeah. I don't think that after you lose something so important, you can never really get mm-hmm. that piece of you back. But the Renegade and the Soul together, I thought, could probably put me on a healthy track. And it did. Mm-hmm. It really has.
As you sit here with this humongous food bag that you take all your meals with, it's larger than my gym bag.
It's larger than my gym bag.
I see the hot sauce and the, you can't believe it's not butter. So yeah, like you do the thing with the meals and
yes,
you know why I eat Subway today. But
well, you know what? It's been a total lifestyle change through Renegade. I'm a total renegade at this point. And I understand that, you know, you have to eat for life mm-hmm. rather than for pleasure.
Right.
And that in itself takes a whole boatload of training all by itself. You really have to train your brain.
Yeah. Because society has untrained it. Like,
yes.
We didn't know any better, but we've been trained the other way.
It's been a cycle, right? When we came onto this earth, we ate all the best things. Mm-hmm. And we've evolved into this society of pleasure, mm-hmm. of, oh, decadence.
Right.
You know, and now we're overeating and we're tacking on calories we don't even need to with sauces and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I've really had to, again, untrain myself through the process of getting on that stage for competition. My coach took everything away from me. He's like, you can't eat that. Nope, here's your meal plan. And it's like, dude, there's no fats or no carbs in this.
Yeah. What was that last week? I remember talking to you that last week and you were like, oh my God, I can't do this. What was that last week's meal plan that was just like,
oh,
there was nothing. It was like, just water.
Yeah. So the week before competition, we call that peak week.
Okay.
And it's the week leading into competition, actually. It's not the week before, but it's that last 5 days before hitting the stage. And during peak week, it's called peak week because the body changes dramatically in those last 5 days, right? But the reason is, at this point now, you've done all the training and all the cardio and all that other stuff, and now the diet is built to strip you. So now you're gonna drink tons and tons of water, because a couple days right before the competition, then they're gonna dehydrate you. You're working at a calorie deficit, a major calorie deficit, so that you can lose any and all water weight that's left, And by the time you hit that stage, you just look like a goddess. It works. Did you see the picture?
Yes, and you're going to give us the picture, and we're going to put it on with the the podcast so people can, everyone can see it.
Absolutely.
So before we go, I want to touch on one more thing, because we're talking about Renegade and the training. You don't have to be local, though, just to work out with you. Is that
correct? I have an amazing online platform that online clients come on, and they work with me, and I have a coach that assists the online clients in working with their food and working through their workouts. And they're just not alone in La La Land with Liz. Liz is the director of the online clients. She's amazing.
So I guess the question is, like, how do people contact you about training? I mean, we're going to talk about just how to contact you in general. But if there's someone listening and they want to do online or person, can they contact you or have questions?
Yeah. So I have a website. It's www.renegadesoul216.com. Okay. My email address is sam@renegadesoul216.com. And my Instagram is renegadesoul216. The same is for Facebook at renegadesoul216. And my Twitter page.
Your Twitter page?
Yeah, I got a Twitter page.
All the things.
And it's all at renegadesoul216.
That's very good branding. I love it.
And Thank you.
For Christian Jayden, I don't know if people would want to reach out now or if you want them to reach out, but what should they do to support that?
Well, we're going to get a website put together very quickly here. At the very least, we're going to get a landing page together so that people can start to go to that website over the next week. And that'll be www.thechristianjadenproject.org.
And we'll put it on our link so that'll see how it's
good, because Christian is spelled a little different. So, yeah.
Okay. So, I thank you. Is
Thank
there anything
you.
I didn't ask that you just want to make sure everybody knows?
Well, anyone that's listening to this podcast on this day, they sign up for personal training or online training, then we're going to offer $25 off of their first month.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All they have to do is mention this podcast, and
yay,
they get the discount.
Very cool. So, thank you for being on the Black Girl and CLE podcast, and I can't wait to hear your next one. I say that actually in the Anchor ad. I can't wait to hear your podcast. But no, I really can't wait to hear your podcast and see all that you do with Christian Jayden and what's to come. And I'm so glad to know you. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having
Everyone,
me.
Everyone, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next time on Black Girl in the CLE, the podcast. See ya. Thank you for listening to this episode of Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. Please check us out online at www.blackgirlincle.com and like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at blackgirlincle. This podcast was recorded in Cleveland, Ohio, with post-production by the talented interns at Black Girl Media. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved and retained by Black Girl Media, LLC. Talk to you next time.